Hello and welcome to the Lash Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Amber Ginn, and today we're going to talk about how to actually increase your milk supply. There is so much conflicting advice out there about milk supply. What does low milk supply look like? How does our milk supply work? What can we do about it? That it can feel so overwhelming. I talk to mothers every day who are so confused, so overwhelmed, and just at the end of the rope about what they can do to increase their supply. And they're not even sure if their supply is even out of whack, but they're seeing all these girls on TikTok who are filling up chest freezers, and it's got them really concerned. So let's get into it. I'm Amber Ginn, IBCLC, and empowering moms in their breastfeeding journey is what I do. Breastfeeding comes with a lot of opinions. Your doctor, your mother-in-law, that random lady at the park, and it can leave you feeling like you're constantly second-guessing yourself. But here's the thing. You don't have to breastfeed the right way. You just need to find what works for you. That's why I created the Latch Lounge podcast, to cut through the noise and give you real, judgment-free, no BS advice that actually helps. Whether you're nursing, pumping, or combo feeding, this is the place for you to get the real support and information you deserve, without the guilt or confusion. So grab a drink, get comfy, and let's get into it. So first and foremost, milk supply is about more than just demand. I wish it were as simple as supply and demand, but that is a very watered down version of how complex our bodies actually are. I do want to say that yes, how effectively milk is being removed from your body is extremely important and how your body prioritizes milk production, but it is not the only piece. And in a lot of times with a lot of my clients, it is not the piece that's out of whack. It's not the piece that's out of alignment. We do want to be completely certain that we are getting effective, regular milk removal throughout the day. So when we're starting out, that means throughout the 24-hour day. As we're later on in our breastfeeding journey or depending on our goals, that means during the waking hours. So we definitely want to be sure that we're on top of that. So if you're feeding at the breast exclusively, the things you want to look out for are baby's latch. You want to make sure that baby has a really good, comfortable latch. You want to be sure that baby's gaining weight and that they're having good output wet and poopy diapers, right? From there, if you're using a pump, either exclusively pumping or you're relying on a pump for some amount of your milk removal, you want to be really sure that you're consistently pumping on a good schedule, that you're getting consistent milk removal throughout the day, depending on if you pump at night. That is a personal thing, depending on where you are in your journey, but consistent pumping sessions throughout the day at regular intervals. You want to be sure that the pump that you have really works for your body, because there are oodles of pumps out there, and some of them I really love, and some of them I would love to fling into a fire and never see again because they're annoying and they cause problems for my clients every day. So that's super important that when you're picking out a pump that you make sure you have one that works for your body, because our boobs are all different sizes, nipples are all different shapes, and we want to be sure that we have a really good fit. So as far as the pump, it's not just a matter of the pump itself, it's the flanges. So I'm sure you've seen so many hacks and tips and tricks on getting a good flange fit. So I'm not going to go into all of that, but suffice to say, you want to be sure that your flanges fit correctly. You want to use that handy dandy little device that came with your pump when you ordered it. Or if it didn't, then you want to hop on Amazon and grab one of those little silicone measurers. They're really inexpensive. I'll link one below. They're like $4. And you want to measure the tip of your nipple and you want to add 2 to 4 millimeters. If things aren't feeling good, you want to adjust. You want to work with a professional, perhaps, if it's still not working and you've tried fitting your flanges and you know that that's right and it's still not working, there's a lot we can do, so don't worry. But those are the two main things. So you're feeding at the boob or you're removing milk with a pump. That's how you're telling your body at the first level, we need to make milk. We're removing milk. Our body's like, okay, that supply is there. We're going to meet the demand. If it were as simple as just removing more milk would make more milk, then all of us would be able to just add an extra power pump session and we would make more milk. If you've ever tried power pumping and you didn't get the results that you wanted, then you know it's not that simple. There's more going on. Our bodies are so amazingly complex that to try to water down how we make milk to just supply and demand is really doing a big disservice to moms. So we want to talk about the other things beyond supply and demand. So milk removal is key, but it is not the whole picture. Your hormonal health totally affects how much milk that you're making. And what affects your hormonal health? Well, everything. Your stress, your sleep, your diet, all of those things are so profoundly important.
and how our bodies prioritize hormone production, which is what governs how we make milk. If you are not eating enough, your body is not going to prioritize making enough milk. If you are not sleeping enough, your body is not going to prioritize making enough milk. And I know you're probably thinking, WTF, I have a newborn. What do you mean not sleeping enough? I know we're not all going to be sleeping those perfect 8 hours. We're not going to be getting that great score on our Oura Ring. But I mean that you're having some amounts of helpful sleep that's giving you some amount of rest, right? Let's be realistic. If you are not hydrated enough, your body is not going to prioritize making milk. And so let's talk about hydration, because that is a big thing that I see getting all sort of confused in the web and on social media and just all over the place. Everybody seems to be super confused about hydration. So let me just give you this one little tip. You are not a gym bro. I do not want to see breastfeeding mamas carrying around a gallon of plain water and doing their best to chug that throughout the day. That is not benefiting you. That is not benefiting your supply. It is making you have to run to the bathroom every few minutes, and it's throwing your electrolytes and minerals out of whack. What do I mean when I say electrolytes and minerals? So keeping it simple, our body has a delicate balance of electrolytes and minerals, and we want to be sure that we're supporting those. When we drink tons of plain water, we're not supporting that. So what do I like to suggest my clients drink? I like to suggest them to drink mineralized water, meaning if you like bubbly water, like sparkling mineral water, that can be great. But if you like still water, that's super awesome. That's really important and much easier to drink a lot of. So we want to be sure that we're drinking half of our body weight in ounces of mineralized water. You can add a splash of juice to your water. You can add a sprinkle of sea salt. You can use electrolyte packets, whatever it is you want to do, but just make sure that you're drinking water to thirst and that you're not overdoing it to where you're throwing everything out of whack, because that is not going to benefit you. When it comes to your diet, it is super duper important that you eat enough. This is not the time to be counting calories and trying to restrict. Your body just grew an entire human, and that takes so much out of you. And now it is sustaining that human while healing from giving birth. So you need to be eating plenty of protein, plenty of carbs, and plenty of fat. I'm a huge advocate of fat with my clients. I love animal-based fat, but really whatever fat you enjoy, let's do that. It is so important. Our body makes cholesterol from our dietary fat, and our cholesterol is what governs how we make our hormones. If we are not eating enough fat, we are not going to be able to make the right balance of hormones in order to make good amounts of milk for our babies. So make sure that you're eating enough. Animal protein's really great. Animal fat's really great. Whatever carbs you enjoy, make sure you're eating enough food. You can worry about getting whatever size, doing whatever diet program in like a year. Don't worry about that right now. It's not going to do any service to your milk supply. With that said, though, there are ways to totally work in exercise, get a better rate on your nutrition if you're not feeling good about that while still supporting your supply, but just make sure that you're eating enough. That's the name of the game. Eat enough. So let's talk about lactation cookies, lactation tea, and all that other super cool stuff that we see marketed to us all the darn time if your algorithm is anything like mine. So I'm actually not an anti-galactagogue, anti-milk tea, anti-lactation cookie, lactation consultant. I think that those things have a time and a place within our breastfeeding experience, and that they can be used really strategically to support a mom's milk supply. But if we were ranking things, we're going to look at effective milk removal first. How well is baby getting milk out of your boob? How well is your pump working? How often are you removing milk from your boob? How effective, right? That's number one. From there, we're going to look at diet and stress. That's the second most important thing, but they're really neck and neck in my opinion, because if we're too stressed or not eating enough, then our ability to have milk there for it to be effectively removed is all out of whack. So the third thing then, very last, would be things like supplements, teas, cookies, etc. So with that said, what do I like? Below, I'm going to link the supplements that I actually like and have seen be effective with my clients. So I actually really enjoy using a handful of herbals that are not as commonly seen used in the lactation space with my clients. So a few of my favorite things for supporting your milk supply would be hops, milky oats, and blue vervain. Those are literally my big three that when we're looking at adding in something beyond those first two things I talked about, those are my big three that I really love. From there, I really suggest that moms look into magnesium and if that might be something that they need. If they're dealing with excessive stress, I really like L-theanine. That can be really great for helping with stress. So I really try to take a root cause, holistic look at your entire person and then work on all of those factors that come together to govern how much milk you make. So I do really enjoy, if you're wanting to keep it simple and just pop on Amazon, I really do enjoy Legendary Milk Supplements. If you are breastfeeding at the boob, their Cash Cow, Liquid Gold, both of those are really great. If you're a pumping mom, I really like their Pump Princess. That's really great. But I would say don't buy any supplements until you've gotten someone to take a good deep dive onto why you think your supply is low in the first place. Save your money, save your time. I know you guys are probably not running down to get another pill to take. If you're anything like me, I don't want to have to take any more supplements than I do, and I want to make sure that they're really effective. So in order to make sure that your supplements work effectively, we want to get all the other things in order first. So I would suggest looking at how effectively your milk is being removed, how your overall health is, and then going from there, last but not least, looking at supplements and other additions like that. One more thing that's super duper important that I have seen come up in a lot of consults across the years, taking a break between pumping sessions or between feeding sessions to let your boobs fill up more does not help you produce more milk. I know a lot of moms, they love that morning feed or that morning pump where it's been a lot of hours since baby last ate because they're like, whoa, look at this. I got 4 ounces from each side. I got 3 ounces from each side, whatever it is, right? And throughout the day, usually they get maybe 1.5, 2 ounces. Don't let that trick you. It is so much better to get effective, consistent milk removal throughout the day, even if you're like time for time, you're getting less milk. So just that's a pro tip right there. Don't let that trip you up. Another big tip for pumping moms specifically, if you tend to watch your pump, you're watching the bottle and you're getting all in your head about how much milk is coming out, pop a baby sock on that bottle. That is so helpful because again, our bodies are so complicated. And if we're using our pump and we're sitting there and we're watching it drop by drop, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is less than this morning, this is less than last time, that is just going to be a feedback loop for our body that we don't like what's going on. And our body is not going to relax and it's not going to have good milk production. It's not going to have effective removal. So don't let that trip you up. Cover up the pump, pop a blanket over it, whatever you need to do. Don't be sitting there micromanaging, counting each little drop because that is not going to do you any favors. Now that we've gone into all of that, let's talk about what does low milk supply look like in terms of when should you be concerned? So as I touched on earlier, if your baby is eating super duper frequently and you are concerned that baby's not getting enough, then reach out to someone. I know a lot of people like to say, oh, babies eat frequently. And that's true. But if your mama gut instincts are telling you he's eating a lot and I'm worried that he's not getting enough, then that to me as a professional is enough for me to be curious. So don't let anyone gaslight you into thinking, oh, babies, newborns just eat all the time. Don't worry about it. If you're worried, talk to someone. So that's number one there. Just let's get that out of the way. So as far as the really big urgent red flags, if baby is not pooping often, if they're not peeing often, if they're not gaining weight, if they're extremely sleepy and lethargic at the boob to where they're not getting a good latch, if your latch is painful, if your nipples are cracked, if you're noticing creases on your nipples after you get baby off, any of those things, get help. Reach out to someone. I'm here. I would love to help you with that. So just reach out to a professional and we would love to get things on the right track. If you are concerned about anything within your breastfeeding journey, ask for help. I see so many moms who come to me in a place where things are all out of whack and it's so hard to get things back on track. Let's not do that. If you're concerned, listen to your gut, reach out to a professional because there are plenty of us who are so excited to support you because you think you need help. We're not here to have you validate why you need support or for you to try to convince us that we need to support you. We are here to listen to you and to support you in whatever way you need, whenever you need. So just remember that. So I've outlined all of the things that you need to know about milk supply. What can you do about it? What actually is a normal milk supply? When you should be concerned? So I hope you really enjoyed this episode and I look forward to chatting with you next time.
That's it for today, Mama. If this episode helped, don't stop here. Get even more support at thelatchlink.com. Need one-on-one help? Did you know your insurance covers free lactation care? If you have Aetna, Anthem, Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, or UHC, you can get free virtual lactation care right from the comfort of your home. Check your coverage and book your session today at thelatchlink.com. And if you're looking for instant help with latch issues, grab my course, Latch Legend, for step-by-step fixes you can use right now. If you love this episode, subscribe and leave a review. It's the best way to help other moms find the support they deserve. Until next time, trust yourself, trust your baby, and know you are doing an amazing job.